This is Ray Bradbury. Join me for the next 30 minutes on a tour through time and space. Come along to the far future. Follow me into a strange past with stories that almost could be or might have been. Real or unreal, this is Bradbury 13.
They wipe the blood from their helmets. The monster lay a hill of solid flesh. Within it, you could hear the sighs and murmurs as the furthest chambers died. The organs malfunctioning. Liquids running a final instant from pocket to sac to spleen. Everything shutting off. Closing up forever. Ray Bradbury's A Sound of Thunder.
Say, how much longer is this going to take?
Be patient, Mr. Eccles. These things take time.
Yeah, well, how long does it take to make a phone call?
I'm sure Mr. Spallner is doing all he can.
Well, I wish he'd do it a little quicker. I've still got to pack and tidy things up at the office. I've got a pretty full schedule, too, you know.
I'm well aware of that, Mr. Eccles. And we're doing everything we can to speed things up. But there's quite a bit of paperwork involved
here.
Yeah,
things are rough all over. That's why I need a break. I need to get away from everything for a while. And this trip ought to be just the ticket.
Oh, here's Mr. Spallner now.
It's about time.
Well, good news, Mr. Eccles. I just got off the phone. Everything checks out fine.
Well, I told you it would. Could have saved you the trouble.
Well, you can't blame us for being careful, can you?
I suppose not.
Now all we need from you is $25,000, and we're all set.
Will you take a personal check?
Of course. Well, naturally, we've checked your credit, and everything is fine.
Naturally.
Like I said, we can't be too careful. Just make it out to Time Safari Incorporated.
Time Safari Inc. There you go. $25,000.
Thank you, Mr. Eccles. I promise you the time of your life.
For that much dough, it better be. You know, I can't believe I'm really going on the safari.
A time safari?
Yeah. Say, does this safari guarantee I come back alive?
Mr. Eccles, the only thing we guarantee is what's stated in our brochure. You name any year in the past and any animal, we'll take you there and you shoot it. It's also on the sign above your head. That's all we guarantee.
Fair enough.
And as far as coming back alive, well, I believe that's all part of the lure of the hunt, huh? The element of surprise, man against beast and all that, huh? But I'm sure you'll do just fine.
Look, don't you worry about me. I've been on safaris before.
Yes, I'm sure you have. And now if you'll follow me, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
Step right in, Mr. Eccles. What's this?
Now, this is our departure area.
Impressive, isn't it?
Oh, Travis! Now, come over here a minute. Mr. Eccles, I'd like you to meet Bill Travis, your safari guide in the past.
How do you do?
Hello.
Travis will tell you what to shoot and where to shoot. If he says no shooting, then no shooting. If you disobey instructions, there's a penalty of another $10,000 plus possible government action on your return. Do you understand?
I understand. Is that the machine? A real time machine. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime.
Well, take a good look at it. It's a real thing. There are only two other like it in the world. One in Paris and one in Tokyo.
It's smaller than I thought.
A whole six people, plus supplies, food, and our rifles, of course.
It makes you think, doesn't it? If the election had gone badly yesterday, I might be here now trying to run away from the results. I mean, if Keith hadn't won,
If Deutscher had become president of the United States...
Oh, we're lucky, all right. If Deutscher had gotten in, we'd have the worst kind of dictatorship. That man's anti-everything. Anti-intellectual, anti-human, anti-religion.
You know, some people called up half-joking. Said that if Deutscher became president, they wanted to go live in 1492. Some of them weren't joking. Of course, it's not our business to conduct escapes. We form safaris.
Anyway, Keith's in now, so all you have to worry about is shooting your dinosaur.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex. You promised me that.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex. The thunder lizard. The biggest, most dangerous monster in history. A meat eater and not afraid of another living thing.
Maybe. But that was 50 million years ago.
And that's exactly where you're headed. Tomorrow morning. But first, you'll have to sign this. We'll have it notarized for you.
What is it?
It's a release. If anything happens to you, we're not responsible.
What?
Those dinosaurs are hungry. They can crush you like a moth or swallow you in one bite.
Are you trying to scare me?
Mr. Eccles, you must understand our position. If you were to act out of fear and something unforeseen...
What Spalner is trying to tell you is that we don't want you on the safari if you're going to panic and get yourself killed, or maybe one of us.
I can take care of myself.
Let me tell you something, Eccles. We had 4 safari leaders and 6 hunters killed last year, all because of panic. We're here to give you the biggest thrill a real hunter could ever ask for. We'll take you back 50 million years to bag the biggest, most ferocious game of all time. But you'll do it our way or you won't do it. Your check's on the table. You could tear it up.
Now, where do I sign?
Here. Mr. Travis, he's all yours.
Gentlemen, please step in and have a seat. My assistant will take your weapons and store them for you.
Be careful of that rifle, boy. That's a handmade stock on there.
Yes, sir.
Wade's a good man, Eccles. He may be young, but he's been on a dozen safaris with me. You listen to him, and you may get back alive.
All set, sir.
Good. Secure the hatch.
Securing the hatch.
Control, this is TS-1.
Go ahead, Travis.
We're locked down and preparing for automatic departure sequence.
Affirmative. Good hunting.
Thanks, Control. Gentlemen, welcome aboard Time Safari 1. Mr. Eccles, have you met your fellow hunters, Mr. Billings and Mr. Kramer?
How do you do?
Nice to meet you. Ain't this something?
Gentlemen, there'll be some physical sensation, so please fasten your seatbelts. The entire trip should take about 18 minutes. Switch on.
Switching on.
Hey, Travis. Can these guns really stop a dinosaur cold?
If you hit him right. Some dinosaurs have 2 brains. One in the head, another near the tail. Go for the eyes. If you can blind him, then go for the brain. We're on our way.
Every hunter that ever lived would envy us today.
I'll say... This will make Africa look like Illinois.
And look out the window. The building's gone.
Hey, it's night. No, it's day. It's night again.
Everything's a blur. It's spinning.
Hang on, everyone. Adam has not been born. Moses has not gone to the mountain to talk with God. The pyramids are still in the earth, waiting to be cut out and put up. Remember that. Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, Hitler, none of them exist. That out there is the jungle of 50,002,055 years before President Keith.
Hey, there's a path out there.
That's a metal anti-gravity path laid by Time Safari for your use. It floats 6 inches off the ground, doesn't touch so much as one grass blade, one flower, one tree. Stay on it. Don't go off the path, not for any reason. If you fall off, there's a $10,000 fine and legal action on your return. And don't shoot anything we don't okay.
Why?
We don't want to change the future. You've got to understand something. We don't belong here in the past. We're intruders. Besides, the government doesn't like us here.
Well, I should think it would encourage scientific research.
The government's not interested in digging around in the past. Not knowing it, we might kill an important animal, a small bird, a roach, even a flower. We could destroy an important link in the growing chain.
Are you kidding? There's millions of birds and insects. So what if I squash a bug?
All right, say we accidentally kill one mouse here.
Yeah?
Well, that means all the future families of this one mouse are destroyed, right?
So they're dead. Who needs mice anyway?
What about the foxes that'll need those mice to survive? For one of 10 mice, a fox dies. For one of 10 foxes, a lion starves. For one of a lion, all manner of insects, vultures, infinite billions of life forms are thrown into chaos. Eventually, 49 million years later, a caveman goes hunting a wild boar or a saber-toothed tiger for food. But you, my friend, have stepped on all the tigers in that region. By stepping on one single mouse, a caveman starves, a man who is an entire future nation. From his loins could spring an entire civilization, an entire race. You've stomped on one single mouse and changed history.
Hey, I mean, you're joking, of course.
No, I think he's got a point.
Look, step on a mouse and you crush the pyramids. You leave a footprint like the Grand Canyon across history. Queen Elizabeth might never be born. Washington might never cross the Delaware. There might never even be a United States at all. So be careful, all of you. Stay on the path. Don't ever step off.
So what you're saying is for us not even to touch the grass?
That's right. A little error here could multiply everything out of proportion in 50 million years.
I see.
Of course, maybe our theory is wrong.
Oh, then you're guessing.
Well, of course we're guessing. Anyone who claims to know is a fool. But until we do know if messing around with time can change history, we're being careful. Very careful. Wade, explain the hunting procedure.
All right. As you know, this machine, the path, your clothing and bodies were sterilized before we left home base. We'll also wear these oxygen helmets to avoid contamination of the ancient atmosphere. We wouldn't want you to breathe any bacteria or germs into the air.
I brushed my teeth this morning.
Yes, but how would you like to breathe in an ancient spore for which you have no immunity? You could start an epidemic back home.
Hey, say, how do we know which animal to shoot?
Good question. They're marked with red paint.
Paint?
Yes. This morning before our journey, I sent Wade here back in the machine. He came to this era and followed certain dinosaurs.
Well, you studied them?
Right. I tracked them through their entire existence with the help of the time machine and find out how long they live, how often they mate, and so on. When I find one that's going to die when a tree falls on him or one that drowns in a tar pit, I note the exact hour, minute, and second. Then I shoot a paint bomb. It leaves a red patch on his hide. We can't miss it. Then I compute our arrival in the past, so we meet the monster not more than 4 to 6 minutes before he would have died anyway. That way, we kill only animals with no future. Those that'll never mate again.
You see how careful we are, Eccles?
But if Wade came back this morning in time, he must have bumped into us. Our safari. Hey, how did it turn out? Was it a success?
Well, that would be a paradox. Time just doesn't permit that sort of mess, man meeting himself. When that sort of thing is about to occur, time just steps aside.
I don't understand.
Well, it's like a plane hitting a bump of air. You felt the machine jump just before we stopped?
Yeah.
Well, that was us passing ourselves on the way back to the future. He just sort of skipped over that part. So there's no way of telling what happened, if we got our dinosaur, or if we even got out alive. All right, it's time. Everyone on his feet. Put on your helmets. One last thing.
Yeah?
If anything goes wrong, anything at all, walk quickly back to the machine and wait inside. No one's ever died on one of my safaris, and I won't let any weekend hunter spoil that record. Understand?
Yeah.
Check your rifles. Wait, open the forward hatch.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go.
Look at the trees and plants. There's nothing like this back home.
This is home, Eccles. Just a bit before your time.
Hey, look at that! Giant bats!
Not bats, pterodactyls.
I could pick those off without even aiming, just like duck hunting back home.
Stop that!
Don't point your gun, not even for fun. That thing should go off.
The safety's on. I know what I'm doing. You'd love to see me shoot a lizard and wind up in jail, wouldn't you? Or step off the path and pay another $10,000, wouldn't you, Travis?
You're wasting oxygen, Eccles.
Hey, say, where's our Tyrannosaurus?
Up ahead. We'll intersect his path in 90 seconds. Right on the money.
Look for the red paint. Don't shoot till we give the word. And stay on the path.
It's strange. Up ahead, 50 million years from now, election day finally over. Keith made president. Everybody's celebrating now.
I'll say, millions of people crowding into bars, letting their hair down, getting drunk. Everybody looking ahead to the next 4 years before the next election.
And here we are, a million years lost, and they don't even exist. The things we worried about for months, years, haven't even been thought about. And no one's cooked the first meal yet. I stood on a hill and watched the sunset.
Makes you feel kind of lonely.
Safety catches off, everyone.
I've hunted tiger, wild boar, even elephants. But this is it, the ultimate big game. I mean, look at me. I'm shaking like a kid.
10 seconds.
Eccles, huh? You shoot first. Second, Billings. Third, Kramer. Got it?
Got it.
Eccles?
Yeah, I got it.
Hold it.
Head. Through the mist.
There he is. There's his royal majesty.
It can't be you. That thing could touch the moon.
Shh. Hasn't seen us yet.
It can't be killed. I was wrong. We were fools to come.
Shut up.
It's a nightmare.
Echo.
Walk quietly and calmly back to the machine. We'll remit half your fee, no questions asked. Just do it.
I miscalculated. I didn't realize it would be this big. It's too big. Get me out of here, Travis, now.
It sees us.
There's the red paint on its chest.
Hey, get me out of here. It was never like this before. My match, I admit it. I'm getting out of here.
Eccles, don't run. Not that way, Eccles. Eccles, stay on the path. The master. Shoot him in the head. I got him. He's not going down.
He will.
It's really dead.
No, it's dead, all right. That was a little too close. Here, here's a rag. Wipe the blood off. Wade, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Here, better wipe yourself off, too. Wade Eccles is in the machine. Get him back here.
Okay. Travis, watch out! The tree!
Right on time. That's the tree that was scheduled to fall and kill this animal. We just saved it the trouble.
Look at that beast. I've never seen anything so massive in my life. 10 tons of cold flesh, at least.
You want the trophy picture, Billings?
Huh?
Well, we can't take this thing back to the future with us. The body has to stay right here where it originally fell, so the insects and birds can get to it as they were intended to. Everything in balance. But we can take a picture of you and Kramer standing next to it.
I don't think so, Travis.
Hey, here comes Eccles.
Travis. I'm sorry, but believe me.
Eccles, you almost killed us all.
Travis, what?
Save it. You're not coming back. We're leaving
you.
You
can't do that.
Stay out of this, Kramer. Eccles panicked, like I knew he would. And look at his shoes. Look at them. He ran off the path. He's ruined us. We'll lose our license to travel, and who knows what this imbecile's done to time, to history.
Take it easy. All he did was kick up some dirt.
How do we know that? We don't know anything. It's all a mystery.
I'll pay anything. 10,000. 100,000. No one has to know.
Walk over there, Eccles, next to the monster. Stick your arms up to your elbows in his mouth. Then you can come back with us.
Now, wait a minute.
The monster's dead, you yellow coward. We need the bullets back. They can't be left behind. They don't belong in the past. Here's my knife. Go over there and dig them out. All of them.
Give me that.
You didn't have to make him do that.
Didn't I? He'll live. Next time he'll know better. He can stick to hunting jackrabbits. Come on, we'll wait for him in the machine.
Everyone strap in. Wade, secure the hatch.
Yes, sir.
Travis. 9 shots. 9 bullets. Take them.
Strap in, Eccles.
Everything's secure.
Is it? Switch on. Let's go home.
We're home.
Hey, don't look at me like that. I haven't done anything. So I stepped on some dirt. So what? I got a little mud on my shoes. Big deal. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Shut up, Eccles. Open that.
Travis, I'll pay anything. I mean it.
You know something, Eccles? I might just kill you.
Yet.
Get out!
Hey. Everything all right here?
Fine. Welcome home.
You're sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. You know something we don't?
Okay, Eccles. You're one lucky guy. Now get out of here. Don't ever come back, ever. Eccles, did you hear me? What are you staring at?
Travis. The sign.
What sign?
On the wall. Read it. Time Safari Inc. Safaris to any year in the past. You name the animal, we take you there.
You shoot it?
Spelling. It's all wrong. The letters.
Different alphabet.
No, it can't be. Not a little thing like that.
Spalder, who won the presidential election yesterday?
What? Are you kidding?
Who won?
Well, you know who won. Deutscher, of course. Who else? Not that weakling Keith.
Deutscher?
Yeah, we got an iron man now, a man with guts. What's wrong with you anyway?
Eccles, at the bottom of your shoe. There. The mud.
What is it?
A butterfly. A dead butterfly.
What's wrong with you people?
It can't be. Not a little thing like a butterfly. Not a little thing like that.
A butterfly.
Well, can we go back? I mean, can we make a live again? Okay, can we start over? Come on! Can
It was just a small thing. A small thing that could upset balances and knock down a line of small dominoes, and then big dominoes, and then gigantic dominoes, all down the years, across time. The Sound of Thunder was adapted from the story by Ray Bradbury. Featured in the cast were Max Robinson, Bryce Chamberlain, Jay Bernard, Jeff Rader, Dwayne Hyatt, and Jennifer Olawson. Original music by Roger Hoffman and Greg Hansen. Production assistant was Patrick Mead. Associate producer was Jeff Rader. Bradbury 13 was created, produced, and directed by Mike McDonough. Executive producer was Dean Van Eitert. This program was produced with the funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio Satellite Program Development Fund. The program was produced by Brigham Young University Media Services, which is solely responsible for its content. This is Paul Freeze speaking.